Bear Podcast 315.
Kick ass!
Nice. Yeah, we just watched Kick Ass. That was awesome, yeah.
Well, that's a good movie. If y'all haven't gone to see Kick Ass, go see Kick Ass.
Yes.
If you're a comic book fan, even if you're not a comic book, if you're a big comic book fan, you'll love it because it breaks all the rules of comic books. So.
Yes.
They get to kill people gratuitously and take their money and don't feel bad about it the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It's like, I'm a superhero, I'm kicking your ass, I'm taking your money, and I'm killing you. Goodbye.
Okay. But, yeah, okay, everyone, welcome. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Kick-Ass Ray.
Kick-Ass Ray. Kick your bear ass, Ray. Yeah, it's been a fun weekend. And yeah, we got, yeah, like Ray said, we watched Kick-Ass. For me, it was a good, the story's pretty good. There's some kind of a twist in the end. But I don't know. But the action, I don't know. It's not that, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But I like it, but not that much, but it's okay. But it's good.
Man, did you have no taste in movies?
Yeah, but I don't know because what's the concept again? They're supposed to be superheroes, but you don't need any powers.
Well, that's what. Well, a lot of superheroes don't have powers. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, the whole beginning of the movie sets the whole premise up. It's like, well, why hadn't anybody ever really been a superhero? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's Batmans and other people that don't have any special powers or anything, but why hadn't become the mass vigilante? Why? Mm-hmm. What's stopping them? You know, I mean, that's what these three comic book geek kids are sitting around talking about. You know, mm-hmm. You know, why can't I be Batman, or why can't I be, you know, somebody else, or Green Arrow, somebody that doesn't have superpowers? I mean, you know, initially the main thing that most of the people are missing is that billionaire thing. But you know, there are billionaires out there that could do it. So,
yeah, but. You know, I've always imagined myself that like a superhero, but more like, you know, a masked vigilante running around. I don't know, like
a masked virgin. What?
Masked virgin, masked vigilante. But okay. Yeah, just walking around. I don't know. Did you ever fantasize that way when you were a kid?
Hell, I still fantasize that way. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, podcasts.
There's some days I want to be Professor X, and some days I want to be some super wizard magician, just like turns somebody into a frog.
Okay, but you know what, Ray? Okay, to me, the way we're doing right now, podcasting, it feels like, you know, it's not like a superhero thing, but it's more like another alter ego, an alter ego thing.
Yeah, these are alter egos because I mean, honestly. I talk a lot of shit on this show, but I'm really not like that.
Yeah, me neither. But you know, mild mannered
bears by day,
mild mannered chaser,
superstar podcasters.
Yeah, right. I wish, but yeah, it's like you know, we podcasting is really like that. You just get to have an alter ego at night, and you just live your normal day during the day, and then probably once or twice a week. You get to record, you get to podcast and stuff, and yeah, it's like an alter ego. It's not like a superhero level, but it's not really, but it kind of feels that way, being under, just behind the microphone. Speaking of behind the microphone, this coming weekend, I will be joining, Clay. Have you asked Clay? Already? Yeah, you have, right?
He replied to the email. You got to get with him and schedule everything
okay.
out.
Okay. All right. So just to announce to everyone, my friend, instead of Ray, Clay is going to be with us. Clay is one of the triads of Houston Area Bears. And the two of us will be on KPFT Radio AM. It's a gay radio on the AM channel here in Houston. It's a local radio channel. And Chris Arasin is going to be interviewing us about regarding Bear Watch. So, yeah, it's going to be my first time to be on radio, really, on real radio studio. But
well, here's your real broadcast experience. This is, you know, you've been building up to it. My energy can do it.
Oh, you're right.
I can't do it. I'd love to do it, but I am going to be out of town camping. So
I really wish you could come, but it's just so. The schedule that they had to do. And we could have asked for it to be moved for another day so you could... You could really be there, Ray, but we're running out of time on Bear Watch.
Right. So that's why I'm going camping this weekend, because the last weekend I can do anything before Bear Watch. So. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, okay.
Last free weekend, buddy. last free weekend. Yes,
so just a reminder to everyone, bearwatch.net. Go to go to the website, bearwatch.net. And don't forget
$95, folks. $95.
When is it again? What are the dates? It's
May 22nd through the 23rd in Galveston, Texas. You can go register at www.bearwatch.net for Bearwatch 11, Heroes and Villains.
Yes. Actually, May 21st to 23rd. Yeah, that's right. That's Friday to Saturday. So it's, to make it clear, it's the weekend before Chicago, before IML, the weekend before Memorial Weekend. So that's an exciting event that we would like to promote. And then we're going to talk about that in KPFT. So, shout out to Chris. Thank you in advance and for helping us out on Bearwatch. Actually, Ray, we wanted to do a commercial, but we just couldn't. I guess we don't have the creative juices right now to actually create an audio.
The commercial should have been created back in October. So
I know, but my bad. It's kind of my bad because it's the talent. We can't have the right audio. We don't have the right things to say right now. But we know we have a theme. It's the heroes and villains thing. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens this coming
Saturday.
Well,
another guy's been doing all the advertising for us. He's been doing some great job with some stuff he's found on the internet. So all the comic book spinoffs and poke funds at.
Oh yeah, that's right. Is that Patrick doing it?
No.
Or somebody else? Is it you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. It was funny. I like the Superman and the Flash one.
Flash one.
But anyway, okay. So let's go on with the show with our interview with the photographer. His name is Mark Spencer, and he is here in Houston with his wife Patty. He's actually a straight guy. He's a straight bear. And guys, back off. He's straight, but he's a very good photographer. He's got lots of nudes. His specialty are nudes, either gay, straight, pansexual, or lesbian, whatever. And he's very open-minded. He's from Kansas, and talked about having him, having him in the show because
he's asking about the rest stops between Oklahoma and Texas when he's driving back home to Kansas.
I don't think he did any of those. No. Yeah, just like in the last episode with Vince. But yeah, it's very nice of Mark and Patty for to help us out in the show. But the interview was with Mark. This we talked about more of his photography. And actually, I bought one of them. It's gonna be one. I think I'll put it as a an album art on the on this for this episode. So here's the interview with Mark Spencer.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard. And joining me today here at the Hans Payan Art Gallery is Mark Spencer. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you.
And you are here exhibiting all your photographs and yeah.
There is a large variety of photographs. We started this approximately 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Our studio has been around for 120 years. I don't think my great grandfather ever envisioned us taking photographs of bi, straight, lesbian, swingers, polyamorous people.
Okay, swingers. That's nice. We've been talking about that. Okay, so a little bit of history. What got you started into photography?
I had done photography for several different reasons. One was for the military. I started out initially. I then went to law enforcement and investigations. I worked for insurance companies. I essentially stalked people for a living.
That is awesome. I like that. I like the thought.
And got fairly good photos when people weren't looking. And my wife and lovely other, convinced me that it would be good to actually take photographs when people were not moving and that actually wanted photographs taken of themselves. And between that and a liberal arts set of credits that I had to get for college, it pushed me back into the photography field.
Mm-hmm. So originally you're from Kansas?
Originally from Kansas. Okay. Our studio dates to 1890 with my great
1890, that's a long
1890,
way.
Charles Rollins Eddington. Was his name, and he was an ultimate optimist. He actually had a farming accident where he was blinded in one eye, and decided with the one good eye he would take photographs, and that's how the studio got started.
Oh, okay. Wow, it's just with one eye. Okay. But so this is in Kansas, and from there you moved here to Houston.
We moved to Houston approximately 2.5 years ago. We did it for a couple of reasons. It was economic questions in Kansas. They're very unstable during recessions. What got us here was basically the people and the economic factors, mm-hmm. and the fact that we, you know, we're Midwesterners. We kind of fit in with everybody. Mm-hmm. And, it just went from there, really.
Okay. Okay, so your artwork here, they're all nudes. All of them are mostly nudes?
Yes, mostly okay. nudes. Most of the art that we do are nudes, and it started from 9 liberal arts credits or a set of liberal arts credits that we had to get, to finish my bachelor's degree. And so my intent really when I started photography was just to basically do only for pay photography, you know, senior pictures, portraits. And it kind of blew up one day when we had to do these photographs, and so we took nude photographs of myself and my wife.
Okay, and, that's a good start.
And basically, they were well received.
Ah, okay. Are they being exhibited right now here?
No, there's.
It's in your bedroom, right?
there's one of my wife in here, and she actually presents pretty well.
Okay,
but it kind of expanded because the Topeka area is also the home of the dreaded Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, no.
And it becomes a question when you see time after time again people picketing, using hatred to define other mm-hmm. people's lives. Once you see that enough, it becomes almost a McCarthyism to your soul. And so friends of ours were gay, bi, lesbian. They wanted photographs taken. And under several different situations, we kind of determined that there were photographers that were afraid of possibly being picketed. There were photographers that were afraid of people standing out in front of their businesses that said, you know, God hates. And since not only our studio was in the right area without a place that could be picketed, and we're non-discriminative. We believe that people should be able to express themselves however they want to. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, we got more and more alternative lifestyles people who wanted portraits. And then it went to, can you do nudes? And so a lot of the people who were alternative lifestyles that had no problems with having these nudes done, mm-hmm. they came to us for this service.
Okay. I would like you to describe one of the photos here. How about that? This is actually a couple, a triad.
This is a triad that there were a pair of males and a female that lived in the Wichita area, Wichita, Kansas, and they knew each other. They were very together and decided one day they wanted nudes taken. I can describe the picture. Basically, both males are nude. They're in fairly good shape. They both have fairly striking tattoos. Females dressed in, you know, black lace stockings with a corset on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we posed this picture as you would see something classical, like a Greek or a Roman type statue.
Roman type. Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get our basic form is from the classic poses.
Okay.
The lifestyle basically was up to them. They chose to express their caring for each other, and we just photographed it.
Yeah, that's really intriguing. And the one, actually, I got this one. This is the one. This is the same guys, right?
Same
guys.
Two males.
But it's more digitally enhanced. It's you. It's a mirror image.
It's a mirror image. It's okay. A bookend. Correct. It's two males. Both of them are really, if you look at them standing next to each other on the same plane, they're the same size. They're almost the same exact weight. Proportions just differently, just slightly. Tattoos on them are differently placed, but they complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
Some might call it a study of the masculine image. I think it's very classic. Most of the men and women that we've come in here and basically, once we started the display, most of the men and women that saw it, they did like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I got this one, but Patty was telling me about there are scratches at the back.
Yes.
There are
basically
scratches.
This was from the same shoot as the triad, two males standing together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The scratches on one man's back was actually a place where the female of the three actually dug her nails into his back. And you really can't, there's some things you could probably have taken that off, but I actually missed it. But it was so finite, but when you look up close to the picture, you can see that, again, he was scratched.
Yeah. It's all natural. I mean, it's good that you didn't touch that part. I mean, it adds to the character, to the...
We believe the best photographs are taken really not by posing. You set the photograph up. You set up its constituency. But you don't really... You can't make people... You can say, please smile, please do this, please do that. But eventually it's when they relax, when you catch them off guard, where they become themselves,
mm-hmm.
that inner soul comes out. And with these guys, they were always fun-loving. They were always happy-go-lucky. And, hey, would you stand here and do this? Put your hands on your back. Do this. Do that. Sure. What else do you want me to do? So...
That's what you get them. Okay, let me ask you about modeling. How do people like these guys that you have in the photographs? These are actually people, couples or triads who came to you who want themselves to be photographed. Are there means that they can contact you to have you photograph them? Like
absolutely,
call you up.
We use the same phone number. We have used the same phone number for years. 785-221-9730. That's good. That's a Kansas number, but it's also good anywhere Verizon is
okay.
Well populated. how people came to us basically is through a couple of different ways. One, they heard that we took nudes. They heard that someone said, well, they took really good nudes and they were very tasteful. We don't do porn. We look at things very classically. What is the basis of of the human stimulation? Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Male or female, what would be that zero point across the board? When someone comes to us and says, we want nudes, we say, well, what do you want to use them for? Are you gonna make a book? Are you going to have a photograph placed in your bedroom? Or are you going to put it in your, because people basically, they live their lives in different ways. Some people, it wouldn't be within their lifestyle to put a nude of themselves anywhere in the house, but those same people would have a full set of nudes done and put it in a book, and it would be for posterity. Some people would.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say, well, that's my wife, that's my lover, that's my male lover, that's whomever, and we still love each other, and I consider that the greatest passion of my life, and so why wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
It varies. It's basically, it goes from A to Z. People's basically their choice on why. But we just basically shoot the photograph with as much passion, with as much of their emotive humanity as we possibly can.
Yeah. What camera do you use?
We use Canon. We've always been Hepon Canon. When I was a private investigator, I used their photographic cameras. And you need them to be really durable. And so... We like Canon and the quality of photographs that they put out, and so we've used Canon ever since we started using digital. And to give you some idea, my grandmother, when she passed away, she left me some money as an inheritance. I paid some bills with it, but with over half of it, I bought cameras and lenses.
Mm-hmm.
Within like a month before her passing, she had said, you may use our studio's name. And say, so the Eddington name we will always stick with, because classically he was the first photographer. I found out within the last couple of weeks that we would be the second oldest photographic studio within the United States.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the website there's more than just photography, like nude photography, that you guys do.
Absolutely. I mean, anything that would be portrait driven, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Black and whites, we love. Many, many times, a lot of our photographs come from student portraits, senior portrait. and they vary from region to region. What's considered, you know, standard, let's say, for Texas may not be standard for Kansas. Kansas is a pretty wide open place. Mm-hmm. People are very conservative, but at the same time, they're very liberal in the way. I've had students show up with jeans, boots, cowboy hats, and a sequined swimming top, and I've had them show up with you know, button sweaters all the way up to the top of their neck. So it varies from place to place. But we do a far range of the services.
So what's in store for you in the future now? I mean, what are you going to exhibit more in a different place very soon?
We will continue to exhibit in the Houston area. I think the people of Houston, what we've seen so far, really have been very nice to us. We've done some work within the last week or two in the Galveston market with an interior designer down there. Honestly, I believe that there's really no end to it. I think it comes down to having a group of people in any given place which revere certain artworks. When we were in Kansas, there was some artwork we could display. For example, there's one here where you have a husband and wife. She's basically sitting on his lap. You can't see that. His back is turned towards you.
Yeah.
And her hand, her fingertips are basically pressed into his back. The statement we got from a gallery in Kansas, a very well-known gallery in the Topeka area, was that while it was a nice photograph, they liked it, it was too sexually oriented. Again, we're very, very pro-expression. It's almost a freedom of speech to us, as long as you're not breaking the law. You know, why not?
These do not break the law at all.
No, not at all. They're just emotionally very, very touching. And to some people, that eroticism is too much for them to take. And so we urge people to not go past that safety zone of their own. If they want to come in and view, please do. But, you know, we don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, there are limits. I mean,
there are, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we are very much very careful now. And, for example, one of the things our studio no longer does, and this is due to current federal law and what has basically occurred in the last 10 to 20 years, is that the laws on sex offenders have become so constricted that we no longer do the naked baby shots on the bear rug. We won't do that.
Oh, no, that's not
good. You know, that's a very traditional form of photography, and it's been done for probably hundreds of years. But we will definitely not do that. We'll take, you know, photographs of children and families with no question. But there's just certain genres that no longer exist or are very, 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 very limited now. We have no tolerance to that at all whatsoever.
Yeah, I understand. How about outside the U.S.? Do you have any plans to do photography outside the U.S.?
We have not been outside the U.S., but we've not had the chance to. I'm sure we could.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of liberal people
that would say, hey, please come in and shoot. I had considered at one point actually offering photographic services on a cruise. I would think once you're in international waters, that pretty much opens up to, you know, it's much, much easier to take art nudes where you're outside the confines of the United States. But
that's true, yeah. There's no limitation there. So. That's awesome. Well, to wrap it up, how can people check out your artwork online or how to contact you?
We are at Eddington Spencer Photography. And what someone should do is just basically get to that site and email us.
Okay.
Our email is Spence Supply, SPENCESUPPLI 2000 at Yahoo.
Okay.
And we have online portfolios that we can show you. That is our website, the Eddington Spencer Photography. But it's just much easier to either call at 785-221-9730 or basically let us know on email and we can IM your chat. Awesome.
Or, that's right.
Well, we also, at this time, we're still here at the Hans Pan Art Gallery at 2016 Dunleavy in Houston. We'll be here until the 24th.
There's a party on Friday. Okay.
23rd.
Okay.
I'm told that there's a party here on Friday the 23rd. We'll be here from 12 noon to 12 midnight. And
yeah.
Party at 7 to 12.
Okay.
And
please come. Please come.
And please come, yes. I'd like to say one other thing. throughout my lifetime, I fought a lot of learning disabilities. I was dyslexic, didn't know it. I met my wife, and she has pretty much there really corrected that learning disability. She's okay. Made me understand where I need to go further and sometimes where I need to stop. And
okay.
She helps me with a lot of our shoots. I consider her a big proponent of the studio. Mm. And where my mind can't conceive something, most of the time she will tell me, hey, you know, you could do this. And then I'm off and running another thing photographically. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing Patty is here to help you out.
She is. I only retain so much information anymore. I think the glass is more than half full. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Mark. And
it's been an honor to be with you. You bet. You bet.
Yeah. So, guys, check it out at bearpodcast.com. We have links to Mark's website. And like I said, we're here at the Hans Payan Art Gallery. Thank you very much to Hans Payan for letting us record here in the studio. And like I said, go to bearpodcast.com for more details on Mark's photography. Thank you. All right, that's a great interview with Mark Spencer. Thank you, Mark, for joining us, and good luck. Actually, they have the showing there right now at the Hans Payan Art Gallery at until this Saturday. But I don't know if this episode will be out by then. But we'll be posting stuff on the Facebook page, so you guys can check out the Facebook page. I announced something that they're going to have a party get together on Friday at the Hans Payan Art Gallery. And to showcase their artwork. Maybe, Ray, if you get the chance, you may want to check it out. Probably on your way home, just pass by because they're there at the Hans Payan Art Gallery.
What, this Friday?
Even before, tonight, tomorrow.
Oh, they're there all week?
They're there the whole week until Saturday. So you can check it out. Just want to check out their artwork. It's something that you might want to get. Or maybe if Nurse Ratched might like it.
I'll check.
Okay. Anyway, so thank you again, Mark and Patty. Okay, so we talked about.
So I'm hungry.
You're hungry. I'm hungry too. But before
you know, I'm hungry.
What?
So I'm cooking brownies right now, and my whole house smells like a big old brownie.
Oh really? What's the occasion? Why are you
I want the girls at work having a birthday party this week. So.
Okay.
So we always do everybody that has a birthday thing. They always do like a little luncheon for them. So I'm making brownies. So. Because she likes my brownies.
Really? You put nuts in it?
No.
Thank goodness. Because I can't eat your brownies.
But you can eat my nuts.
I can eat your nuts, definitely.
Or at least lick them.
Uh-huh. Lick first and then you can chew on it. Can you stand that, getting chewed on your your nuts getting
chewed? That's a very personal question, man. Very personal question.
That's true.
You'll have to try it and find out.
Oh, okay.
This kind of question is only answered in person.
So you guys, if you get to see Ray, go ask him in person. Okay. So I have some applications here, iPhone apps that...
I thought somebody was... You were taking applications for a co-host or something.
No. You are plenty, Ray. I'm very happy with you. Okay. So...
And somebody is.
Let's talk about
iPhone apps.
iPhone apps. There's an iPhone app here that our friend Robert from Houston Air Bears.
Is this Opera?
It's not Opera. We talked about Opera already. But this is an application called Wolf. It's called Wolf. It's on iTunes for 99 cents. And what it actually does, it's actually an app so you could see bear runs. I think it's pulling off information from either Bear City or from Bear 411. I'm not sure. But what's good about it, you can see events that are coming. And it's an iPhone app, can I say. And then it has suggested websites, and Bear Podcast is in the list.
You see?
Oh.
Under the podcast. So there's a chat where they see Bear 411, Bear City, and Leather Bear, and the blogs, B-Talk World, B-Talk is there, and Towler Road. And under the podcasts category, we have the Buck and Bubbly Show and our own show here, Bear Podcasts.
Yay, Bear Podcasts!
Yeah. Ah! Yay! And then entertainers.
Buddy listens every week.
You have Bear Palooza, Bears on the Run, and of course, Shannon Grady. And if you look at the About Us here, it's actually based upon an idea by Shannon Grady. And it was this, some icons was made by Joseph Wayne. And it's by MirandaCorp.com. So they're the ones who made this. And one of the features here is actually sounds, is I kind of find silly. It's actually, listen to this, Ray.
Woof.
Can you hear that?
That sounds like me saying woof. Mm-hmm. Woof. Woof.
Mm-hmm. Woof.
Woof.
What is it?
Woof. Woof.
Yeah, it's actually an app that says woof in different tones. Like if it's normal, sexy, questioning, assertive, equivocal. 60s woof is also this. I used to say this a lot when I was starting Bear Podcast.
Woofalicious.
Yeah, woofalicious. Yeah,
woof, what a bear.
But anyway, 99 cents. For 99 cents, of course, if you're not into the bear scene and people are downloading it, and of course they find it lame. But to us who are, you know, into the bear scene, and yeah, it's kind of useful. For 99 cents, give a donation. Yeah, thanks to it's an idea by Shannon Grady. so thanks, Shannon, for the idea. And yay, it's now an iPhone app. Okay, one more thing, Ray. This is something you might like. It's the Marvel app.
Oh.
It's for free. You can download the Marvel app. There was one that I bought a few months ago. It's called Petalfly, where you can download comic books from Marvel also. And this time, there's also a Marvel app that you can download on your iPhone or iPad or your iPad Touch. And you can read comic books. Yeah, I bet it would be really, really good on the iPad because, you know, iPad is pretty much an e-reader. And imagine that, all graphics and everything, a graphic novel in the iPad, that'd be great. So, that, and yeah, I was able to download a few apps, the Avengers. I got there are free ones. There's the series, a six comic book series that you can download right now on Marvel. The first two are for free, and you get to pay the other four for $1.99. So, in a way, it's really cheap. It's really cheap that way. And they entice you with the first two comic books, which is good. Yeah, if you want to revive your comic book collection, Ray.
That still costing money. And how much comic books now?
I don't know, $3 or $4. But,
oh, are they that much piece now? I haven't bought one in so long.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe I'll look into it. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, just download the free ones then. And if there's something you really like, spend $2. It's a $2 comic book. So, but it's online. It's not something you can print. But they do remember that you downloaded it already. So in case you lose your iPhone or you change phones or something, and you just log in, you just say, yeah, you can download it again. You can download the ones that you bought before for free. So they pretty much have a database of what you've already downloaded. So it's good. So if you want to revive your comic book collection, it's pretty much an electronic one now. Which is really killing a lot of the publications now, don't you think? Would you imagine?
Eventually, a lot of people going over to electronic just because it's easier. They can keep multiple books on a thing and, you know, travel with it. And so although I don't think I'll ever give up on having a nice book to open up and read and go somewhere. So
yeah. Well, that's true.
Not to mention, there's some places you just don't want to take your iPad.
I know, like on a bus or something. It's hard enough with a phone, with an iPhone.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Anyway, I don't want to do a shout-out to Tim from Houston. He's actually met someone on Facebook and a couple of friends who are Kyler and Darian and some people from Facebook. And, yeah. That's pretty much it. Oh, guys, this episode, by the way, with Mark Spencer, is also a video version. And it should be out in... I think I'm getting it out on Vimeo or YouTube. So it's a pretty long video. It's kind of woofy. You might like it. And That's it, I guess. Anything else you want to say, Ray? Oh, camping.
Shout out.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going camping. Going camping. And a quick shout out to Steve Stepanski. Hope he's recovering well. He had surgery today, so.
Oh, really?
Outpatient surgery. So I got an email back from him that he's home and doing well. But Steve, here's a shout out to you. I feel better and get well soon.
Okay. Yeah, so good luck. I actually talked to him about it, and he said he's going to go through that. He's not gonna be able to play softball for some time, maybe next year.
Yeah.
That's really bad. But anyway, so this weekend you're going to go camping, and what if we just show up? What if I decided to go Saturday?
Or you can come Saturday, but if you don't let me know ahead of time, I'm not going to have food there fixed for you for lunch. So.
Oh, probably I'll bring
you. You better bring your own food.
Yeah. So who else are going? Just the two of you so far?
Right now, it's me, Nurse Ratchet, and Dr. Poppy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I haven't gone camping for about 1 or 2 years already. I kind of miss Rainbow Ranch. You know, we always do Rainbow Ranch. Maybe one time. Maybe in around the fall. I think November we're going to do another camping range.
I'm probably going to go this summer and go up to river rafting and stuff, camp out.
Oh, really? Okay, that'd be interesting. All right, guys. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening. And it's been a great week. I know we're doing a lot of episodes this month. I think we've been doubling up lately. But that's good. That's good. We always have good guests that join us.
Yep.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your email to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can email me directly, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can email me at ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call on the voicemail line, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe by iTunes and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Fan us on the Facebook. On the Facebook. Yeah, so yeah, we're on there. Leave your comments there too. It'd be nice. And okay, that's it. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.